Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 300B of Plumbing the Death Star. 4 hours before our actual 300 episode went live, we decided to cuck ourselves and get to 300 first by streaming on Twitch.
Hey everyone, and welcome to our 300th episode of Plumbing the Death Star.
B.
Where we ask the important questions like, how would you fare? What's the next bit?
Xavier's school for gifted youngsters. We're mutants. First of all, we got to decide on a mutant power. I would like to have the power to sweat bullets. Okay. So I get sweaty and it's like every pore fires a bullet out of my skin.
You are a very moist boy.
I'm wet constantly.
Yeah. Okay, so...
That makes sense.
At puberty, a sweaty time.
Okay, so okay, that answered question one.
Yeah.
So it happens at puberty.
Yes.
Second question, bullets definition.
Yeah.
Are you sweating and the sweat drops function like bullets or
no.
Heavy like bullets?
I'm sweating literal, like as though fired like from a magnum handgun.
So are they going like bang?
Yes.
They are
firing with the force of a bullet from every pore that is sweating. I have to walk with my arms above my head so that my underarm, so I don't shoot myself in the ribs.
So what happens the first time you sweat?
Yeah.
But then if you're holding up, if you sweat from your head, like you have a sweaty head.
Yes.
So you're going to have to walk like, what about your inner thighs?
I have to waddle forward with my inner thighs
out.
What
about your ass cheeks?
They shoot through it. My ass is shredded.
You're dead.
I have a shredded ass.
Sweaty balls. Swamp ass. All of these things are going to kill you.
It's all firing out.
Are you like, so it's not instant kill you.
Yes.
Are you similar to like, say, a Cyclops where you're immune to your own
bullets?
Yes,
bullets.
Probably for the sake of my shredded ass. Yes.
So we're reconstructing that ass, no longer
right,
shredded.
So you sweat bullets and maybe you bounce bullets off.
Yeah.
So well,
I'm bulletproof for my own bullets.
Not
Jacko
real.
Bullets, we call them.
Are they little? Are they, hang on.
Yes.
Are they... I hate this.
Yes.
Now, are they lead or are they fleshy?
Let's make them fleshy. Let's make them bones.
Okay. All right.
So shooting off bone.
All right. So you're a worse marrow.
Yes. It's not bone I need, though. It's excess bone.
You're a worse marrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that hits me in puberty, a sweaty time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm rolling around in bed. Oh, no. Ma!
Pew, 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 pew. All right, so your
Ma, I shot the bed. Why's my hand up?
I don't know.
Okay, I think you've killed your parents. Although I think you got to get you in like a nice air-conditioned place.
Yes.
Or do you sometimes get, you know, when you get like, if you're like, you're still kind of hot, but you're air-conditioned, you still get sweaty?
Yes.
Yeah.
I get sweaty no matter what. I'm the only way,
you in a pool.
The only feasible way to keep my bullets from damaging is if I put in a big lead hamster ball or a big bulletproof hamster ball.
If bullets don't work on you, just put you in a suit that is bulletproof, like chainmail or something.
That's crazy, and I'm going to have little... You know, like in the Shawshank Redemption, I'm constantly going to be leaking bullets out my pants.
You know, you can kind of like... Is it like the HeLa cells where they get like a little bit of like growth?
Yeah.
Like the cancerous growth, and then it kind of... They just kept growing it.
Yeah.
So they get like a little bit of you.
Uh-huh.
And like grow that, like your skin cells.
So you cover you. Suggesting make a suit out of me for me to wear.
Yes.
That is the most awful thing I have ever heard.
I assume that's going to happen when I arrive at the academy.
Yes, well.
If I arrive at the academy. Arrive. But first of all, how am I found? Because that's how the academy works.
House explodes into bullets, killing Mama and Papa.
A lot of dead people and your fleshy bullets everywhere.
It's track.
You in the center. It's because you were okay.
Well, can I pitch?
I have a question.
Sure.
Were you an athletic child?
No.
Shocked.
But I was forced to run sometimes. So can I pitch you the moment my powers kick in?
Yes.
It's track. We've got to do a lap of the oval. Yes. I'm running. Oh no, I'm getting a sweaty back. All of a sudden I notice that I'm kind of in front. I turn around to see that the bullets have fired from my back and killed all my classmates.
That's funny to assume you were in front to begin with. Yeah.
And also when you're sweating and you're running, it's like your underarms. So you're going to hear this like little sharp.
I'm like, oh, what's that? Something hurts in my underarms, but I best not look. Oh, what, my ass cheeks feel metal-y.
Or are you like, because you're on the starting track, a little bit nervous and sweating, that you just start shooting everyone.
Maybe that happens, but at the same time,
the gun
goes off and I just think, it's the bullets.
The bullets, and so you run.
Like, man, why did everybody scream in agony when that guy fired the gun off? That's normal.
And you're like so far in the zone that you just don't pay attention. And as you're running by, you're shooting everyone in the stand.
Yeah.
You've wiped out a small town.
That's great, because that means I run through the finish line with my arms up like
celebrating.
This.
Yeah!
Oh, fuck.
Everyone's dead. There are a couple people.
And then Xavier rolls in. Hello, Jackson.
Hello, stop Jackson.
Stop sweating.
Stop sweating bullets, Jackson.
Jackson. It's good to have a chair that I can pretend to be Charles in. Like,
yeah, that is good. Okay. Oh, no, I've killed everyone.
Hello, Jackson.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello, Jackson.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Professor X. You run a wee academy for kids like you.
You're Robin Williams in a dress.
Ooh, don't tell my wife.
Don't tell my wife.
I'm trying to spy on my children.
Oh, no.
No, Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, I'm not.
Why are you here?
Oh, I think that's the wrong one.
It felt good to get in character by wheeling on away from the microphone and then back to the microphone.
It is powerful. Well, it's funny because I imagine Professor X arriving being like, stop sweating for a moment. I can't.
Right, we're just going to switch off your brain for a bit. Yeah, much better. I figure he would just probably send Colossus or Wolverine initially to be like, there's a boy who is firing off bone bullets.
Magneto comes thinking it's metal.
is like, I'll stop the ow.
Ow.
Well,
okay.
Fuck this.
Nope, I don't need this. I'm thinking of calling him Bone Bullet. You on board? Perhaps Bone Bullet is a joke.
What about sweating bullets?
Yes.
Sweat bullets.
Sweating bullets. Like the
sweat boner.
Swamp ass.
Tell him his name is Sweat Boner. Hey, kid. I got some bad news for you.
I got some bad news for you, bub.
What's going on? Sweating.
You're called Sweat Boner. I'm not. My name is Jackson Bailey. Nah, bub, I'm sorry.
It's Sweat Boner now, bub.
The decision's been made.
We are very sorry that you are now Sweat Boner.
Well, what are you?
I am Colossus.
Because
I am big and strong. This is Wolverine.
I'm Wolverine.
Don't do his accent. That's rude.
I don't know why you're doing this, Wolverine. It's rude. You're from Canada. You should have a Canadian accent.
Eh?
There it is. And I think if Wolverine told me that his name was Wolverine, I'd be like, oh, you got a dud too, I guess. Like, you're just like a little animal. It's not that cool.
Yeah, a lot of writers who write for me think it's a wolf, but
it's
wrong.
There's
an issue of Wolverine where they talk about how Wolverine howls at the moon.
They
fucked it.
I'm pretty sure Wolverines can't look up.
Yeah, they don't.
Why is there a myth about every animal not looking up? Dogs can't look up. Bullshit.
The sky is only for certain animals.
The actor that played me, Hugh Jackman, he didn't even know Wolverines existed. He thought they were a lie.
In the car going to the academy, I'll be next to Wolverine, in between Wolverine and Colossus, and I'll be like, so is a Wolverine like a wolf?
No.
Can I have some of the drinks in this limo?
Kind of like a little badger. will be honest.
Does it eat goose eggs?
Yeah, like I think most...
Does it eat goose eggs? I bought goose eggs. Because I have some. Yeah. I did none of them break while you were running. I just shrug.
I shot two and they nothing happened to these eggs.
These eggs are immune to me.
Is it okay if I eat these eggs in the limousine? I've already begun.
Are they hard boiled?
No. They're what I like to call raw.
The idea of just like cracking up like a straw into an egg and then just sucking it out. It's no good.
Sucking that out and being like... Oh, so sweat bonus, yeah. That's my name.
Look, there's been some really good names before. There's been some Jubilee. It's not great.
It's no sweat bonus.
Jubilee sounds like a name.
Yeah.
Sweat bonus.
So we arrive at the academy, presumably. What, like we said, we're going to need to engineer some kind of skin suit.
Yes.
Is it clever of Charles Xavier to use my skin to make suits for all the X-Men?
Well, no.
No, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Because again, it doesn't stop bullets. It just stops your bullets.
Well, yeah, but I will be at the academy,
so it's easier to stop you as opposed to everyone else.
You are forgetting how your suit works already.
Do you think that Charles Xavier after
Jackson? How does your suit work?
Well, I realize now the bullets go into it, and I get them out of my ankle.
I maybe get like a Tony Ask-esque.
Tony Ask?
Yeah, Tony Stark-esque.
No, Iron Man Ass Blast.
Yeah. Just the Ass Blast 300 or whatever.
The proof that Tony Stark has an ass.
That's great.
Imagine how good that would have been at the end of Endgame. Yeah. There's a funeral pyre and they just put on an ass. Just like a fake ass.
Well, it's like the Iron Man butt, like in the arm.
Proof that Tony Stark has an ass.
So get a Tony Stark-esque
armor.
And then use this little pouch on the bottom where you open it and all your little bone shards
fall out. To imagine that on the front there's
crushes
a lever
it up,
that
uses it for fertilizer.
Oh, I was imagining a lever that other students could pull to get my bone bullets.
Hey, how about a lever on the side and it opens your bum flap?
Well, similar.
Oh, then I can shit. Yeah. No, that's fair.
No. Similar to like Cyclops where he has a laser thing. You have one on your ass because like I'm assuming your ass is the sweatiest part of you, which is why I think Swabass is a better name for them.
Okay.
Similar to how Kitty Pryde went from Sprite to something else.
Yeah.
Sprite to like roller go-go.
So as I'm wandering around in like learning to use my power, pulling my ass lever, Professor X is like,
"You're swamp ass now, good friend."
Wheels. Hey, what? You're swamp ass now.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, please.
Hey.
What?
You're swamp ass now.
Who is that guy? I still haven't picked up what's going on. Yeah. So would there also be levers? It sucks that they've done it with levers. It's this MCU, but I got a dud suit of armor, I guess.
A handbrake.
Like the slots.
Yeah. Do I also have one on my underarms? Because I also get sweaty there, and one on my forehead.
No, because all the bullets, we only want the bullet, your suit, I guess it would be like a gimp suit, so it covers your face too, so the bullets don't come out. And then there's just an ass flap where'd that come from?
I pull the slot lever.
And that's
lever.
The only place you attack from.
Okay, I'll be like, Professor X, knock knock.
Yes.
Yes.
There's two of you.
This is my evil twin. We've worked it through. She's got an empty chip. It's good.
I made an imperfect clone that only says yes.
It's fine.
I'm good.
See? I need it for my self-esteem.
Anyway, what's your problem?
See, now we don't know who's the clone.
Professor X needing another Professor X to be like, good job. He just stays in his office. I can't see the people I'm attacking with my ass.
Yeah, well, do you sweat from your eyes?
I sweat from everywhere, sir.
Sirs.
Sorry, I forgot there was the other you.
Yes, good job.
Well done.
My theory is that the real Professor X is gone and you're both compliment clones. Imagine opening the office and they're just facing each other. Good job. Well done. He's like,
another clever move, Professor.
We did it again.
Your boop, boop, boop really paid off this time.
You're the cleverest one in this room. No, you're
I'll
the
just close the door quietly.
Anyway, you can't see where you shoot.
Well, I shoot from my arse. You've designed the suit as such.
What about safety goals?
Yes, what about we get Cyclops to function, fancy you up some goggles that can see behind.
Okay. Seems like it would be easier to just... Okay.
But then your name Swampass wouldn't fit if you shot from the front.
Well, you picked that suit.
Yeah, I know, and it was a good job.
Either Swampass or Sweaty Boner.
Yes.
Oh, if you want to attack from the front, it's Sweaty Boner.
Okay, yeah. I'll take
Swampass.
And you can't
go from the face unless we call you Dickhead. You want to be a dickhead.
No, sir.
That's what I thought.
I like you didn't question where the dick part comes from, because boner comes from the fact you're shooting bones.
It's very funny as well to go to Cyclops and be like, knock, knock. Hey, the professor says you have to make me glasses to see behind me. Why?
What? Why?
I'm not even an engineer.
I didn't make these. Xavier made these for me.
Go back
to Xavier. What? This isn't my... What?
Professors.
It's funny. Yes. Come in.
Cyclops says he doesn't know how to make... He says you made him his glasses.
Well done.
You passed the test.
Anyway, here's your glasses that will see let you see only behind you.
It's like a little periscope.
Yeah, I'm not imagining they're high tech. Whoop!
But you're also wearing a gimp suit. That's real bad.
Always walking backwards.
See some kid who can control ice or something? Yeah, cool. Real good. Hey, you that kid that can fire bones from his asshole? That's not my power.
Xavier did this.
Yeah, it seems like you fire bones from your asshole, dude, from afar.
Hey,
because you bend over and you pull that lever and little tiny bones
they
come
out of your
ass. I assume it's from your asshole.
It's from my paws in my asshole.
It's actually not from my inner asshole. It's from my inner cheeks.
Yeah, from sometimes underneath the cheeks, where cheeks meet thigh.
Can you aim that?
No, well, I can now waggle the goggles on either side of my face, but not well. You notice how I walk slowly and like a crab?
Yeah.
That's why. And you notice that also my gimp suit is lumpy from the bullets I sweat everywhere else on my body.
I imagine like latex skin tight.
Skin tight, but...
It's so funny to imagine.
Because it's latex. So you're sweating more?
I'm so sweaty. I'd be walking like a big thing of bone bullets. I'd get to my dorm at night, take it off and just...
Another room with bones.
I don't know what I'm going to do with these. Okay, how do I fare on the battlefield?
Well,
I think so, because all I could do, if I went in the battlefield and just unzipped everything, I got rid of everything that Charles was giving me... I can function.
No, what are you doing?
Put it back off!
Swamp ass off!
Expelled?
Expelled? Fired?
I wanted to say fired and grounded, but neither felt right.
You're grounded.
You're in trouble.
I feel like
I'll become Onslaught if you don't put that back on.
I feel like it'd be, you're like a last resort.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like, you'd be firing out your asshole, and then you'd be like, oh, I'm being surrounded.
And then zip
it all off.
There you go, Professor. Are you proud of me? I can just do this. Can't you invent a pill that stops me sweating? No! I could, but I won't.
Speak to Cyclops!
Have a juice box. No.
Where'd you get juice boxes from?
The good thing with you on the battlefield is that a big problem that mutants often have is a lot of them contain metal.
That's true.
Which... Magneto, famously the villain of the X-Men, the head of Brotherhood of the Evil Mutants.
Yes.
So I guess
sometimes he's not going to be able to just shoot, like grab your bullets and shoot them back.
Charlie Boy could be like, go in, tell him you shoot metal bullets.
Yes.
I'll be like, but I don't, no. He'll know what it means.
Yeah. Look, Swampass, I need you to go to the Brotherhood of the Evil Mutants, and you want to join their team.
Say this to them, I sweat bullets out my asshole.
They'll lap you up. They love all this bullshit. You know Unus the Untouchable?
You know Anus the Untouchable? He's all about the anus like you.
He'll be your best friend.
You know...
They're Get Unus the Anus the Untouchable, and then just take off your clothes and kill them all.
You know I sweat from other places. Not as effectively, my boy.
And then your name is Swamp Ass, hello, not Head Ass.
Hello, Brotherhood, I have metal bullets. Can I join you? And I'm assuming Magneto's just like, I know what's going on. Turn around.
Nine.
Yeah.
He's German, yeah?
No.
Oh, he's Austrian.
Yes, possibly. Look, he's not cool with me being there at the very least.
It is kind of cool, though, that you have pointed out that you're basically just a bomb if you're wearing this suit.
Yeah, exactly, except... Well, yeah.
You're like a hand grenade, like a frag grenade.
Yeah, shrapnel.
Yeah, which would be a good name for me in a world where I was treated with respect.
No. In which world are you treated with respect, Jackson?
Not even this one.
No, absolutely not this one.
He's my shrapnel. Shrapnel. Hey, me, shrapnel. What do we think?
It's no swamp ass, but good try.
Yes, you're right. Swamp ass, good job.
What about trapnel? Because we could put him and he be a trap.
I like it. It has the word anal in it.
We could put him and he be a... You made your new clone and you're like, the other one was too smart. Dumb this one up. I like to imagine Charles coming to my dorm and being like, swamp ass, have you been calling yourself shrapnel? Yeah.
Well...
Expelled.
Come see me after class. I need to wipe your mind from that.
Do you hear me calling myself? Do you hear me calling myself Professor Y? No, it's Professor X.
Did I just committed.
I got a bit of Colossus in there. I wanted to see what my head would be like, real tiny.
You have a problem, sir.
No, you. What is up with my? Oh no, there it is, kind of. Anyway, I'm back.
This one's not. This one's defunct.
Bye there.
I know. I'm going to put it in a furnace when the time comes.
I'm putting a bin when I'm done with it.
Oh no.
It doesn't do anything. Oh no, I should run. Charles, you going anywhere?
No.
Just saying what I should do.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, okay, so how did I fare? Here's how I think we should do it. How long a run? How long was my arc in X-Men comics? One-ish.
You would have been
introducing
one...
Swamp Ass.
It would have been like around about when everyone got like little tiny like pockets of like when they all became teachers. And everyone had their own little like, they're the new Hylians. Mm. This is like Gambit's troop.
Yeah.
I think you would have been under like maybe Shadow Cat's care for a bit because you could just phase right through it.
Yeah.
And then maybe you'd be seen as a background character for a long time.
Yes.
And then when they became like no more mutants or there was a decimation.
You died.
Like,
yeah.
Or like they needed like some shock value where they had to get some like kids crucified to the front lawn.
Yeah.
You'd be one of them.
Oh no. And I'm not even one that anyone comments on. I'm just dead in the background.
Yeah, the only way that you can tell that it's you is when you're killed like face down.
Yeah.
So you're exposed ass and bones sticking
and
out.
It's like bones around you.
Yeah. And all that the only line of dialogue relevant to me is Cyclops looks down and says, good, and then moves on. Yeah.
At least they got a bad one.
I hated this kid, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was thinking, one thing I do a lot of in my life is migraines. And I was reading recently that there is a tiny subset of people in this world that have never had headaches and just don't get them.
Mm-hmm.
It offended me deeply.
Sure.
And fuck those guys right in their eyes.
Yeah.
So I would like the ability to also give other people migraines.
Can I say my favorite thing about this?
What?
You haven't removed your migraine. Zamek gets a migraine and everyone else gets a migraine.
Yes.
Okay. How do we know it's you in the sleepy town? Like, when does it hit?
Does it puberty.
Hit puberty? So as your parents, I'm like, oh my fucking God. And whenever I'm around this kid.
Do we get the same migraines as you? Because you usually get real sweaty,
yep.
Then real sick, then go to bed, and then just spew for a day and a half.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
My kid has made me sick.
Yes.
That's how Professor X finds
it's
out.
It's like a circle, like everyone around me. What's that called?
Radius?
Area. A radius.
Yeah.
A radius of people.
I almost said circumference. Yeah. Wrong one.
Also correct. Yeah.
Everyone around me also get. Because, you know, it's like a trope when anyone has like mind telepathy powers. They're all just like, oh no, my blood knows and people are passed out. Same thing.
But you're vomiting in a sink somewhere.
And then everyone around me is like,
I don't want to talk to anyone.
I need to lie down for 18 hours.
Yeah. I'm so sweaty all of a sudden.
I need to lie on a cool bathroom floor and get my belly out and put that on the cool bathroom floor also.
It's yes. great.
Maybe that will help. Exactly. Oh, no, it didn't, but this is cool and nice.
It's cool and nice, and now the weeping has begun.
It's good to imagine Wolverine coming into a school where every kid is lying on their belly groaning, being like, what the hell is this?
And then he's like,
Oh my god. My head, bub.
Wolverine gets his hairy Canadian belly out, puts it on the floor.
He's like, I'm a grown adult crying in a shower. Why?
How many people do they send? Because I can't imagine they're getting up. So you send Wolverine. Wolverine gets a headache, lies on the ground, puts his belly on the tiles. They send Colossus, same thing.
Oh, no.
Jean my belly. Because she could, it probably just turned into a mental fight.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, except you're like, lady, stop yelling at me.
And he's like, just shut the fuck up.
Oh my god, kid, chill your brain.
And then Jean Grey comes to pick you up, and due to her mental powers versus your migraine, kids start dying. Yeah,
it just explodes out. You get
lady, what are you doing? This is on.
I believe.
Hang up. This is. Eyes now bloodshot. Is on you.
I believe he's possessed by what's known as the headache force. Like the Phoenix force, but a headache. Well, I'm going to call him a headache because I'm already annoyed. Professor X would hate you. The moment you came in, he'd be like, oh, no.
Brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
Come on.
Hello, give me like a helmet or some shit.
Magneto, do you want an annoying child?
Mag's body, old pal. You got that helmet.
Give me a helmet, you fuck.
Let's try an experiment. You keep walking and we'll see at what point it doesn't affect us. And that's where you'll live.
I don't want to walk. Can you give me like a wheel?
Put him in a wheelbarrow. That's what he wants. I said wheelchair. Well, I heard wheelbarrow.
Put him on that trolley that we use to bring the fridge in.
That's fine.
Wheeling him out to the woods. Still feeling it. It's gone.
Cue it.
Leave him there. We'll build him a little shack and that'll do us. And I'm calling you headache because, well, you are one and you have one.
Is it because I caused them?
No, it's because you annoy me. You give me a headache even when you're not using your power because I have to think about you.
I think about how I've got that child living in my backyard and I can't go into the yard anymore. What if Moira comes over and I want to go for a wheel?
What if I want to go and look at the forest?
Yes.
Or just be on the edge of my property? You'll have to keep walking. We're instating a rule now. You must always be at least 100 meters away from me. How will you teach me? I won't.
Can't you give me...
In fact, new name, restraining order.
Your power is I never have to interact with you.
At least give me, like, something to help.
In a way, that's my power. And then he wheels away.
You go to the house he's built and realize that he has actually looked after you, and the whole house is, like, just cool tiles.
Cool tiles, cool air tiles, conditioning.
Air conditioning, a lot of taps like where I can just lie and turn it on.
Yeah, but only one bucket to throw up in. Yeah. I'm going, everyone, goodbye. Yes, only one bucket that you can throw up in. A dirty bucket as well. Like someone else has thrown up in it previously. Maybe you're not the first vomiting mutant we've had.
Do you remember that slug fellow?
Wouldn't stop chucking sick.
Spew? Whatever his name was.
Zeitgeist, I think, was one of them. Yes. He vomited acid. It was a problem.
We're thinking of a man who vomited vomit.
Maybe he was just sick.
And now, a quick word from our sponsors.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Also, Plumbing the Death Star is a garbage fire of a podcast that you for some reason love, but did you know we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you wish the Plumbing Boys would stop talking about whether or not Mario is good to marry and start to talk about whether or not his game is good to play. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
So what? Okay, so building you a cool house outside of the property.
Yeah.
A good beginning.
Yeah. Surely, Xavier, you could build me a helmet.
Yeah.
Give me some aspirin.
Next time you see Xavier, he's wearing a helmet. Problem solved. Yeah,
look, Xavier, it doesn't happen every day. I'm fine now.
Yes, but what if you get one?
Yeah, I know. This is why I'm here. You fuck.
Oh, you're making me angry, Professor.
I'm getting a headache just by thinking about having to deal with this problem.
No, I'm getting a headache because I'm annoyed at you.
I'm going to have to make a helmet that just stops headaches in their track, no matter what their origin.
That would be nice. Can I have it?
No,
it's for me.
It's for me and my head.
You need your headache for powers.
In fact, we're going to make you a helmet that amplifies the headache. So that you can damage more people. So,
does it amplify it out or in and out?
Well, it both. Has to go in before it goes out. Then Professor X just draws a diagram that is a head on the side and does an arrow like that, but it explains nothing.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's put
Think of it like a lightning conductor.
Yeah, so...
Perfect.
Can I turn it off?
Perfect.
You understand. If you could take the helmet off,
Yeah.
Are you implying that that will be difficult?
Oh, is that... Moira wanted to go for a lovely afternoon walk. Anyway, goodbye.
You're just a psychopath.
Smash cuts the danger room, trying to like give robots migraines on the floor, crying as I'm stomped by sentinels.
Professor X being like,
We need to get a more powerful helmet.
It's not affecting the robots yet. I don't know why.
How bad do we have to make his migraine before the robots feel?
Professor, I'm blind.
You'll see soon enough, or again, whatever.
I can't see.
I think I vomited up everything that I have.
My teeth are hurting.
Yes. I imagine they
Professor
would
Professor X, well done. Also, can you call Cyclops, see if we can turn this helmet up to tenfold? Oh,
no. That's why they put you in the danger room, and he's like, ready, set, and your head just explodes like a grape, and he's like, oh, no.
Can we check to see if the robot's got headaches that time?
Is the boy dead? Yes. Oh, dear.
Another tragic accident in the danger room.
Shut it down for, let's say, 3 hours.
Shut it down for 3 hours. Who's in the room? Everybody? Nothing happened.
It's funny for Professor X to do that before anybody's cleaned up the body. Nothing happened. Everyone's like, who's this kid? Hold on.
Hang on.
You don't know this kid. Who's this kid? No, wait. Everyone, shut up. Okay. You never saw this kid before. Okay. Oh, my God, a boy is dead.
Everybody,
Professor, why are you wearing that helmet?
No, you're thinking a dead child is a pigeon or something that flew into the danger room and you have to clean it up.
Oh, yeah. No, a pigeon. They just start smacking the body. Catch it. God. Everyone go away forever.
Xavier with like a broom in his wheelchair. What do I do?
How do I get rid of this boy's body? Beast comes in. Oh, my God.
Beats! Fast Cyclops!
I need to design a helmet to give headaches. It was working very well, you see. Are you
I
not
need to
already...
design a headache, a head... I need to design a helmet that will erase this dead boy.
I'll put it on the boy's... Oh. Well, I'll put it on my head, I guess, and somehow that will make the boy get...
He's making himself forget. Everyone's screaming about a dead boy. Why is everybody so uncool?
That's so funny, making himself forget, being like, oh, my God.
Hey, my God.
Who's this boy?
I think it's a dead boy. It's got no heads.
Is it a pigeon? Everyone just becoming...
Cyclops, fetch my broom.
There's a pigeon in the danger room. That's that boy that you gave the headache helmet that killed him.
That doesn't sound
I
like
don't
me.
Think... No.
No.
Not
that's...
me. No, must be good. Someone else.
Yes. So how'd I do? How many episodes or issues did I go through?
Well, that could be the start of the... You know all those times Cyclops leaves the X-Men because he realizes a Professor X is a piece of shit?
Is this when, like, Danger becomes sentient?
There's a lot of... This is a jumping off point for a lot of things because it could also be in Professor X's attempts to forget that the boy was there, he muddles his own brain and it's like an amnesia arc.
And then he becomes Onslaught accidentally. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And they're like, what?
Oh, fuck. So he, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So similar to how, like, with Onslaught, I was like, it's a little bit Magneto, it's a little bit me in his head being like, you killed me, you shit.
Why would you do that? And maybe the...
Constantly giving him headaches.
He doesn't... There's the big mystery for Xavier is why did I build this helmet? What does it do? Because you're not going to be like, man, I haven't had a headache in ages. I reckon that's the helmet. You're just going to be like, why am I wearing this? Maybe the headache boy, headache or restraining order, is the flashback where you discover the origin of the helmet.
Ah.
I reckon it's quite a big run, but you're only in one issue of it.
Yeah, similar cool. to Kite Man in Tom King's Batman or the original X-Men.
Yeah.
Remember on that island that was a failed mission or something?
Deadly Genesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like
that.
It's like Professor X in helmet.
Just to be like, oh yeah, fuck. Xavier, you're a piece of shit.
Hey, this is just Mahogany Boy again.
But it's Mahogany Boy, but Professor X has tricked himself. Professor X is, what happened to Headache Boy? I genuinely don't remember. It's a big mystery. Why aren't I allowed in the danger room? And then he finds the dead corpse, like, just rotted away with no head.
It's just
it's all coming back. What a week.
Time to forget that again. Boop, boop, boop. Why am I allowed in the danger room?
Mystery in the danger room. Why are there all these dead boys in this room?
Who's this house for? On the edge of the property, but 100 meters away from my office. It's very cool in here. Very relaxed.
It's a very gross bucket, though.
Someone's been being sick, opening the door to the room. Who's been being sick in the mystery house?
Hey, it's real nice. I'm going to lie here, put my belly on the cool tiles.
That's good.
This would be good if I had a headache. Headache!
Wait! Hold on.
What happened to Headache Boy?
Why aren't I allowed to?
That doesn't...
This is great. You imagine the rest of the X-Men
like,
are just...
It's just like a montage of this happening over like autumn, summer, winter.
Professor X...
The body, the corpse getting more and more rotten.
Like every semester this keeps happening.
Till it's just a skeleton and then eventually dust and Professor X has forgotten it was ever anything. Why aren't I allowed in the danger room? Well, I've no further solved that mystery, but I'll be in here now, I guess. Cool. One day, issues later, somebody finds a bit of jawbone in the wall. This is from that boy he killed. Yeah. Better hide it.
Yeah. Houses is. You remember that summer where he just kept looping?
You remember that? It was about a year. Year and 2 months, Professor X just kept looping.
Yeah.
Nothing got done.
That was this jawbone.
Remember that nightmare? Yeah. Throw it away.
Professor X finds it.
Yeah. Wait a second.
This jawbone.
Why was I not allowed in the danger room for about a couple of years?
Using the jawbone to like smack his chin is very... Just no respect. Click, click, click. Slamming it on the table. Going up to Wolverine. Bonk. Wolverine.
Whose is this?
Sucking it like a lolly.
Whose jawbone? Whose and the house outside?
Who was Headache Boy? What
Why am I still wearing this helmet? very confused. Is it related or another thing?
Was there a woods boy? Did we have a feral child?
Yes. I would like to gather the students. Are any of you woods boys?
Or feral.
Who remembers this
Wolverine,
check?
Wolverine, come here. Look, when you went a little bit, you know, you know, when you
did
went
we
like
build
a,
you a shack or whatever?
A cool room?
Did you like to be cold when you were a bit, you know?
Oh, feral, taking like any
you know
kids.
When Magneto went the, your bones went.
You remember?
You remember that whole traumatic
I remember
thing?
That, but I don't know why I'm not allowed in the danger room. Professor X taking all of the fire-based kids to the room, being like, recognize this? Did I build you this? No, sir, this is from that boy you killed. We're all terrified. Oh, no! Boop, boop, boop. Oh, thank goodness. Now, boy.
Why am I not allowed in the danger room?
Please explain. Wow, that is an unproductive year at the mansion. Magneto arrives. You're gonna die, Professor X. Whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
I have this helmet.
Does it
is
stop
it
your
yours?
Does it stop your magnet powers? Yes. Lift me up. Oh, you can. Okay. Put me down.
By the head. No, that hurts my neck.
Okay. I'm no fear.
Oh, a strap.
Take it off. So funny. Oh, a headache. Don't know what that's about.
It's funny that, like, he asks Magneto, he's like, what's this helmet for? Magneto is just like, oh, you're wearing a helmet, just crushes his head.
Ow! Stop that.
Oh, and then his head explodes. It's poetic justice.
Got him.
All right. Beautiful.
So, a whole, like, you know.
You had a year-long arc where Professor X couldn't remember what happened.
I'm a mystery, which is
A year-long arc where it's very funny to imagine as a comic. You go to your local comic book store, you're like, it's still this fucking story. The issues are just the same loop with different. Oh, my God. Yeah.
The writers thought it was important.
Trying to go in the they thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was edgy or innovative.
Yeah,
I think they tried to make a commentary on the current standings of something.
Something, but they
anyway.
Didn't.
This sucks.
What about you, JD? What you
so,
got?
I was thinking. So originally, this actually ties perfectly in. Because I was going to say that yelling is usually my trait, but that's obviously true. Based on this episode in particular, the intro and my introduction to this segment, I'm also excelling at sentences and public speaking.
Oh, right. Yeah. Memory.
Everything makes a lot of sense. Memory, also good. But basically, impassioned speeches. Maybe I'm just really good at convincing people to do things due to my well-structured sentences.
Cool.
And clearly thought-out thoughts.
So,
well-constructed thoughts.
So how are you discovered?
Are you like a mesmero kind of
person?
Yeah. So like you're a mentalist?
Yeah, I'm the mentalist.
The puberty hits and you're like,
I'm the mentalist.
Hey. You're basically
hey, Mom, I know you used to call me Joel, but now start calling me Simon Baker the mentalist.
All right, Simon.
Is his name Simon?
Okay, Simon Baker the mentalist. That's funny for you being like, was his name Simon? Mom, hold that thought.
Mom looking at Dad.
Him Simon. Why am I calling my son Simon Baker the Mentalist?
Is that his name?
I don't know. But it doesn't matter because you could say anything.
Dad being like, oh, you mean Simon Baker the Mentalist?
Wait, what? That's great. Are you going into schools? Is the way Professor X discovers you have a power that he's like...
Well, puberty hits and all of a sudden things that I don't want to do, I don't do because I can talk my way out of them.
Yeah, but is it like... Wolverine's like, hey, I've been checking for new mutants, and I don't know if this is any... I've been checking for new mutants.
Yeah, buddy, you know, I go down
I don't
down
know
the...
if this is anything, but there's a school, and everybody refers to this one kid as Simon Baker, the mentalist, but I don't even know if that's the guy's name. Shall I check it out? No.
Not at all.
That just sounds like a weird nickname, Wolverine.
So please stop coming to me unless it's very obvious.
Unless you have a clue to what happened in the danger room.
I don't want to eat.
So are you like... Again, like the Jedi mind trick, but if it's long and convoluted.
Yeah, basically. Oh, okay. I'm like, well, yeah.
He did it.
He got us. So if they're like, Mr. Dusha, where's your homework?
I'm like, oh, you know, what homework?
He's right, children. What homework?
What homework? Sir, you didn't give us any homework, I promise. Am I adding an I promise? My mutant power covers that.
Yeah, I didn't give you any homework,
he
students.
He promised because of his mutant power.
Yes, sir, you did.
What?
No, I didn't, kid.
Maybe I just didn't give that boy...
Does it work on one person at a time? Because that's funny.
No, I can imagine, like, there probably is an upper limit. Maybe I discover it by doing it on one person at a time, but as it gets stronger, I can start.
You can broaden
like
it out.
Like a radius.
Yeah, or a circumference.
Yeah. Ah. Well, I feel like Professor X is not going to like you because you're pretty powerful. I say we invent a muzzle for him.
I say that you let me into your school.
Well, he has a point there, Magneto. Let him in.
Magneto.
I'm thinking of
Hey, there, Charles. Like, they're like tempting you to cross your helmet. Yes, I'm the head.
Yes,
headmaster.
Yes, you are.
That's right. Yes, right. He won't remove his helmet. Doesn't know how.
Doesn't know what it is.
Doesn't know what
it
is.
A big mystery for Professor X.
He's scared. Well, if you.
What is his helmet for? And I can't remember how to take it off.
But if you you woke up one day,
yes,
there was a helmet, and everyone was like, "Yeah, you wear that helmet all the time," but you couldn't remember the helmet, as if you would take it off.
I would be so scared to.
Yes, well, I'm not taking it off.
What if I took it off? My brain was exposed under there.
And a bird landed on your brain, and then started pecking at your brain, and then the bird ate your brain.
And then pecked his beak so deep in my brain and pulled out a worm. And I was like, "Whoa, that's a regular garden worm. That's an earthworm
in my brain."
Should I go to
my clever? Now? Was that the one thing that was making me not way? Be clever?
They'd be like, Jackson, your brain's exposed to the elements. And I'd be like, shut up, I'm figuring something out. Are there any more worms in there?
Maybe let another bird in.
Jackson.
You lean forward, your brain falls out, you die instantly.
Ma'am.
It's crazy that my brain wasn't attached.
Just like holding him by like a brain.
Like an egg in an egg.
Was
cup.
Jackson's brain loose? Oh my god. He should be dead.
Another
I guess
dead
he
should
have a neocortex or whatever it's called. The thing that attaches to the base of the spine.
Corpus callosum. Neocortex is Crash Bandicoot's yes. bad guy.
What's the cortex?
It's the corpus callosum. No, where is... I think it's a cortex somewhere, probably. Okay,
frontal lobe. There we go. Set a thing that really exists.
So two dead boys, one head gone and one brain
I guess
attached.
I was a bonus mutant who had no skull and a loose brain.
You're also wearing a helmet. Yeah. Decided to take it off. Had a worm in his brain.
Yeah
we
made him clever.
Lucy.
Loose brain, Magoose brain. So
he didn't know he had a loose brain and his name was Loose Brain Magoose Brain.
Yeah, yeah. A coincidence.
He was dumb, so he had a worm in his brain. So why do you want to be part of Professor Xavier's school?
Well,
you're like, let me in. And he's like, yeah, okay, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Maybe I can just steal his mutants, I guess.
To what
steal
end?
His mutants?
They're mine. You can't have
I thought you were going to say steal his money or steal his something else, but no.
His mutants. I know. I'm thinking
so
that,
you're starting your own rival school.
We've got Xavier's School for Gifted Children, mm-hmm. the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, and Joel Dusha's Inspired Mutant Boys and Girls.
Where's my school?
I have students?
I noticed tuition is down this month.
Hey, Charles.
What?
I have students. You had an empty school this whole time.
But you're a child.
You're a boy of 13.
What kind of education are you giving them anyway?
I'm 14 and good one.
14 and good one. And a good one?
I've shut the door.
He's saying it to the closed door. Who was that kid?
Who's that guy?
I don't know. Thank God I have my compliment, Clarence. Well done.
Good job. Why did we just fill our school with clones?
It's so funny to just... Your school thriving and Professor X just complimenting himself to his death.
The only way you can tell who's the original one is the helmet.
The origin of which he still cannot ascertain. So if you've got a school...
I guess if I just take all of Professor X's students, then all of a sudden I'm just fighting. I'm pretty much just replaced Professor
why'd
X
why you take his student? Just take his whole building.
Yeah, why not go be like, Professor X, you always lived in that ditch out there. Yeah.
Professor X, that shack was yours.
Yeah. Professor X, see that hole in the ground next to the shack that's full of sick from that bucket that we emptied in there that was also full of sick? That's actually your house.
Professor X, you should bury yourself.
I'll get in.
Okay, that sounds about about right. Then he goes down, buries himself, just his little bald head poking out. This is good, I've been led to believe.
I like this.
I've been informed I'm a fan.
Yeah, this is good. Good job.
Good job. You're in the hole like that man said you should be. Yes. Students coming and looking, being like, sir, what's going on with the school?
Hey, kid, I'm your teacher now.
Is he our teacher now? He says so. I'm meant to be in this hole.
Where I live.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to water you, Professor X's head, every day.
Imagine you water and it grows like a plant. A new mutant power.
I grow spinach through my skull.
That's great, because I was imagining his head on a vine, but you're just imagining a literal spinach plant
through the top of his head.
My mutant power has evolved. I'm a herb garden. Oh my god.
I'm an herb now.
Students,
come
feast from me. Yes. All right, great. And is it a culinary school now?
We only cook and eat what we grow for Professor Rex.
All the freshest ingredients from this bald head.
We got spinach. We got parsley.
A little bit of thyme. Well, you got a whole bunch of compliment clones, so you can plant him.
Plant all of them. This one grew.
Well done with your plants on your heads.
I'm growing tomatoes.
This one grew bananas. A bunch of bananas, but growing like inverse, like upside down. So
out of his head,
like an upside down bunch.
Yeah, are you hungry? Go to the Professor X banana bunch. He doesn't mind. I don't.
I've been led to believe that this is good.
I've been led to believe that a herb garden is where I was always meant to go.
I'm an Omega Level mutant now. Finally.
Call me Herbhead, please.
Professor Herb Xavier.
It's great because...
Herbert. Herbert.
It's so funny because you, as a 14-year-old child, you get your power and you're like, I know exactly what I'm fucking doing with this.
I'm at this fucking...
Okay. Mom and Dad, three steps. Step one.
I'm Italian now.
Step Mama, one. Papa. Call me Simon Baker the Mentalist. Thank you very much.
That's...
Step two.
Get to that Professor Xavier's a school for a mutant.
Get him on the blower.
Okay, step three. Turn him into a herb garden. Bada bing, bada boom, ma.
Hey, step four, I'm Italian now. Forget about it.
You are Italian
kind of step
now.
One, but I.
Fungu. Yeah, I swear in Italian.
Gabagoo.
That's great.
Some
parent.
Of these? Yeah.
Professor X, would you like to take our Italian boy? He's Simon Baker, the mentalist. And then you grow a herb garden from Professor X and run the school, presumably.
Of course.
Hi, I would like to have some help with my mutant abilities, sir.
Yes.
Can you?
Yeah, of course I can help you. In fact,
my brain keeps coming out. It's loose in my head.
Welcome to the school, Lucy Brain Magusa, whatever.
Okay.
Hey, you can control it now.
Yes! Oh, pull out my brain from my skull and die.
It's funny that I guess, like, I inspired you to believe you could control it, and the first thing you did was tear it out.
I assume that was what my power was.
Well, hey.
That's also funny if you're like, shouldn't have done that. Hey, me. I don't know what's happening. Who's this boy? Why aren't I allowed in the danger room?
I just look in a mirror. I never remembered killing this child.
Then you turn around to me with my brain several meters ahead.
What happened to this child?
Oh my god,
there's a kid,
this
kid
boy.
In here.
Oh wait, sorry, I need to still be in character. Mamma mia!
I'm an Italian now. Hey, can we talk about the fact that my brain was meters away? It shot out like a fucking bullet.
Turns out that was your power. Yeah. You had brain cannon.
That's my power, if I could use it all at once. Wow.
Okay, so
how'd I go?
Yeah, what am I reading?
I think this is a what if.
What if Professor X's were a herb garden? What if one issue, but it's beloved? And one of the issues of Professor X, say, maybe with a tomato plant growing out of his head, being like, I'm a tomato now. He's like a meme 10 years down the track.
Good job.
Good job. Yeah, Professor X with a tomato growing out of his head. Good job. One arm burst out of the soil, giving the thumbs up.
Yeah, remember when he went into that compliment clone phase?
The compliment clone saga. Wow, one of the worst things Marvel's ever done.
Well done.
Good job. That's great if you imagine it's the kind of thing that one writer thought was really cool. So, like, every time they'd go into his office, he'd be like, hello, students, might I introduce you to my compliment clone?
Well done.
Good job.
There's always two for some reason.
They get stuck in a terrible loop.
it's not great. So, like a good opener, maybe like a Grant Morrison.
Yeah,
line,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, obviously, like Xavier, like he's intently staring, and it cuts to the panel. Xavier,
you think it's a mirror?
Intently staring, it pulls out two Xaviers at once, like one speech bubble, but coming from both. Good job. Then it pans out, Xavier looking. Yes.
And then it pans out again and he's like, my looking clone is doing well. My assessing clone.
Perfect.
This is good. Yes, this is good. Professor X wheeling it up to like, Professor, I don't know, we've got a piece of art to survey. Let me get my assessing clone. It looks good.
It looks good. I better check with my looking clone.
Yes, it does.
It looks and just like, thumbs up. Perfect.
All right, bring it in. I'm outsourcing the things I do.
Get in a couple clothes to hang it.
Yeah.
These are my hanging clones. That's my hanged clone. Don't ask about that one.
I just wanted to see what would happen.
Turns out grammar's important in science, too.
You wouldn't imagine. That's why I've got to start making science clones. Eventually, I'll be obsolete. That's the dream. I'm working myself out of a job of being me and doing the things I do.
One day I hope to grow up and be a herb garden.
I hope that happens.
Retire to the herb garden.
He's like a big pit of mud just rolling towards it.
Yes! Hooray!
And then you get the, well done!
Well done.
Well done, with the tomato growing out of his head.
Beautiful. Some of your, like, bone pellets crushed them up.
Yeah,
but
that's good fertilizer.
That's good
we
fertilizer.
We found a use for you. That's your, like little Easter egg. Like,
hey, they're using swamp boners or whatever, and he's shitting bones onto... They've forgotten what my power is in the time between.
He's fertilizer.
Hey, he shits fertilizer now. I guess he's mutant power mutated, it does.
It's funny, because we all, in some way, shit fertilizer.
Wow. And that's the kind of poignancy... I think people have come to us over these many years to hear.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Happy 300th episode B.
Here's to 300 B years of plumbing. Whoa! I'm out of poppers.
Yay!
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.